flurries of fun await this winter in Indiana. Feel the rush of the Midwest's only refrigerated toboggan run. Ski down snow-covered slopes and marvel at frozen waterfalls on a winter hike. When it's time to unwind, from outdoor fun to indoor escapes, your perfect winter getaway starts in Indiana. Plan your trip today at inindiana.com/winter.
What is Dax, are you?
Tracking all our cars on Carvana Value Tracker on all our devices? Yes, Kristen, yes I am.
Well, I've been looking for my phone for...
In Dax's domain, we see all. So we always know what our cars are worth.
All of them?
All of them. Value surge, trucks up 3.9%.
That's a great offer.
I know. Sell?
Sell.
Track your car's value with Carvana Value Tracker today.
Looking for a new home should be exciting, not frustrating. That's why Homes.com might just be the best home shopping site out there. Imagine searching for your dream home without ads cluttering your view. Homes.com's sleek, beautifully designed, ad-free interface makes your search simple and distraction-free. And if you're a parent, you know how important school information is. Homes.com gets it. They're the only site with detailed school and district info from multiple sources, including reviews from Niche. Plus, they've got a super comprehensive and transparent agent directory, making it easy to find the right expert to guide your journey. Oh, and here's a game changer. Homes.com always connects you directly with a listing agent who knows the home best. They even go beyond the basics, offering the most in-depth neighborhood content of any home shopping site, packed with details to help you find a community that feels like home. And the search tools? Unmatched. With 22 data visualization layers, 7 environmental layers, and filters for commute times and architectural styles, Homes.com truly is the home search you've been searching for. Go to Homes.com. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
We know what Myles Garrett said yesterday about requesting a trade. How are you feeling about it now? Man, I'm hearing a lot of, like, I know I'm getting a lot of texts from my friends that are season ticket holders that are not happy. I just had one buddy of mine said he's going from 6 season tickets down to 2. And I know there's an entire club that has been around for a long, long time. And they are not happy. They've been buying their seats as a group for years. And, man, they are at their wit's end. So I'm just curious how this is all going to play out. And again, I do say this is one of those moments, I think, in any sports team's history where you sit around and you go, I'm really mad. I'm upset. I don't like the way this thing's going down. And write down your feelings, throw them in your sock drawer, and then pull them out 6 months from now or maybe after the first game of the season and see if you still feel the same way. And I say that a lot based on just even, like, I think the height of heights in these situations, Jeff, was the name change for the Guardians, right? Like, how many people called us and said, we're never going to another game? I'm never doing this again.
Apparently, lots of people who didn't help fill up the ballpark on a regular basis last year.
I guess so. 2 million people who agree with you that were never coming back that ended up coming back last summer. So, a lot of times, time heals this kind of stuff, all right? And, like, I'm not happy about any of it. No one's happy about the fact that Myles Garrett doesn't want to play here anymore. And,
he didn't say that.
He doesn't want to be a part of this anymore. He requested a trade. To give me another way, and I'll listen to any thoughts that you have. He went out of his way to make sure that he didn't want the fans to think this was on the fans. This is on the front office. I mean, he was like, psh, psh. But, firing shots at the general manager by saying, my goal wasn't to go from Cleveland to Canton. I wanted to win the Super Bowl. And we all know that that was a line from Andrew Berry. So they're taking shots at the front office. He doesn't like the way things are going. We've watched this play out before with Baker Mayfield saying, I'm not coming back. And he ended up not coming back, and they traded him. So maybe Myles thinks that, that was the foundation for what the way this organization is going to work in this situation. If I'm Andrew Berry, I'm saying exactly what I said yesterday, that we're not trading him, even if in the back of your mind you're taking phone calls from every team in the league. You're saying we're not trading him. Why would you say you're trading him? I don't understand. Why would you do that? Well, it's just devalue the whole situation. That doesn't make any sense. So now they've got to figure this thing out. Can they rekindle the flame and come back together? Is that a possibility? Yeah.
Isn't it? Let me read something to you, okay? Let me read something from a statement.
Is it a lullaby?
I love the game of football, and my dream is to help a team win the Super Bowl. Our fans are great, but I had to make a business decision that was best for my family. No matter how far I go or where my career takes me, I'll always continue to be close to my fans. You'll see me again. That's a statement from Lamar Jackson when he requested a trade back in March of 2023. How'd that work out?
Last time I checked, I think he's still in Baltimore.
He is.
What? Well, yeah. I don't understand. He demanded a trade. He asked for a trade.
Well, he requested a trade.
Why didn't they give it to him? I don't understand.
I don't know.
I'm very confused.
I don't know.
So you're trying to tell me that in the NFL, players request trades?
And then end up getting contracts.
Wow. It's funny. There's a tight end for this team that I really like. One of my favorite players on the team. I seem to recall that he had a very high-powered agent who also requested a trade. And somehow, some way, things worked out for David Njoku. He ended up coming back. Does anyone remember that?
I was on a morning show in Buffalo today. I pulled a Baskin and was on a morning show in Buffalo. And they're all fired up about Myles Garrett coming to the Bills.
Okay? I would be too. It's a great topic for them.
Sure. And so they said, among other things, you know, and by the way, I started it by saying, but you cannot have Wyatt Teller and Corey Bohorquez back. You're not getting them.
Oh, you are evil. Evil, yeah. Jeff Phelps.
Yeah, they weren't very happy with me. But the guy said, Miles has given them 2 years, basically. They requested a trade, but then I said, he's under contract for 2 years. And they said, the organization has 2 years to prove to him that he can turn this around and make it a Super Bowl contender. I said, I don't think they have to prove anything to him. He's under contract for 2 years.
Oh, they were like, no, you're breaking my heart, man.
No, they were great guys.
We can't beat Kansas City, and now you're telling me we can't have what we want?
And I said, they don't have to prove anything because he's under contract for 2 years. Unfortunately for Miles, he signed a contract that makes him a very wealthy man. And your leverage, unless you don't want to show up for work and then not get paid, goes out the window. If he really doesn't want to be here, okay. We threw out some scenarios yesterday, Andy. We were just spitballing, as they say. Mm-hmm. Look what you might be able to get for him. You could jumpstart a rebuild here, big time, except for one thing. The dynamic here is pretty simple. Miles wants to win. So does Andrew Berry. So does Kevin Stefanski. Why? Because if they don't win next year, they're probably not calling the shots in 2026. That's the balance here to me, is that, okay, Miles wants to win. Yes, so do the guys that you're asking to be traded from. Because if they don't, chances are they're not going to be back next year. You might survive 1 year of not going to the playoffs after you went to the playoffs. You're probably not going to survive two.
No.
Hey, I'm Ben Stiller.
I'm Adam Scott.
And we make a TV show called Severance. Severance is back for season 2 on Apple TV+.
Before the premiere, Ben and I are going to be binging season 1 and putting out daily recaps. And after that, we're going to keep going as we recap every episode of season 2.
The Severance podcast with Ben Stiller and Adam Scott is presented by State Farm. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
Listen and follow now on Apple Podcasts, the Odyssey app, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Oh, it's such a clutch off-season pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
Shop Blinds.com right now and get up to 45% off select styles and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Save up to 45% at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Can't you see it? The world powered by solar and renewable energy. Here at Graybar, with years of renewables experience, we live in that world. Get in touch to see for yourself.
We are now ready to depart.
Book your visit at graybar.com. Yep, Graybar does that. No.
I look at this and I'm just trying to figure out where we're going. And part of it is, am I getting old, man? Am I just like, because I can see this in a number of different ways. And one of which is, okay, you're a 3-win team last year. And while I wish that Myles Garrett could single-handedly put all 22 guys, including himself, on his back to help this team get to the Super Bowl.
Not happening, Andy.
It's not. This isn't the NBA.
No. Nope.
This isn't.
It's not like you just traded for Luka. Oh, wait a minute.
How many people were at the stadium protesting yesterday? Does anybody know? Did we get a head count? Did we get a head count?
They had a little protest that they planned. I said, was it 14 or was it a lot?
I mean, I got to tell you, there are a lot of things on this earth that I am against, but wasting my time going down to an empty stadium. They did go to the stadium, right? Isn't that right? I hope I'm not messing that up.
I think so.
Going down to an empty stadium where there is no one from the front office to listen to your voice, whether you think you're going to get media people out or people will talk about you on social media. Come on, man. I just think there are better things to do on this earth than, oh, Myles Garrett's gone. I feel so bad for this multimillionaire that doesn't want to play here anymore. Oh.
I'd prefer to have him back, but let me...
I want him to play
here. I know
like,
you do.
I don't get it.
I know you do. Let me throw one thought at you.
Sure.
Cavs general manager Wayne Embry back in the day.
Yes.
And Wayne, to me, is probably the person that I've met in my career who I have the most respect for.
Why?
Because I think he's a man of character, and I think he did a great job at his job throughout his entire career and made history in doing so. And just such a man of character that I have great admiration for Wayne. Wayne passed on this advice to an aspiring young front office exec. Do not fall in love with your players. Do not fall in love with your players. Now, you could pass that on to a fan base. That goes against being a fan, Andy, because right. You're supposed to fall in love with your players. If the Browns traded Myles Garrett, just saying, turned him into... 3 or 4 people eventually who come in and help this team win a Super Bowl, do you think people are really going to care?
No.
No, because you're rooting for the guys in the orange helmets, no matter who they are.
Right.
And so just I honestly think people should be open-minded about this. The catch to me is this. Andrew Berry has to win next year. Kevin Stefanski has to win next year.
So how do you put this together?
And if they trade Myles Garrett, I don't know if you're going to be a better team next year. You might be a better team in 2 years, 3 years, but maybe not next year if you trade the best defensive player, arguably, in the NFL.
There's a part of me that says if you're going to rebuild – are you going to tear the whole thing down? And I don't know that that's the right answer either. I don't think they have to tear the whole thing down.
Well, I don't either.
You know, and what Denzel said, I think initially when Miles came out, he goes, I'll be looking over his shoulder to see what he does. I'll be looking over his shoulder. I can't imagine Denzel wants to leave. I mean, there's a lot of things going on here for him. But, I mean, if that's something that he feels like he needs to do or the Browns feel like, they're going to have a better team tomorrow. And then they also hear this argument about, well, they are, you know, gearing up and everything is to get ready for the new dome, right? Everything's just we're all getting set for the dome. They want to make sure they have a roster that's competitive when they hit the dome, right? I've heard that 50,000 times.
Is there a dome?
It's on its way.
Is it?
Yeah.
Okay.
Are you questioning it now?
Well, till I see it, yeah.
I don't know. I see a big open field out there by the airport.
I've seen a big open field out by the airport for a long time.
Hey, do you remember when Gateway was up? Remember what the sign said?
Yeah, home of Cleveland's future Dome Stadium.
I do remember that. Yeah, yep. That just came back. All right, so now that you've had 24 hours to digest this, we do want to talk to you. 216-474-0092. 216-474-0092. Do you want to trade him? Because maybe there's a chance to restart this whole thing. If you do trade him. And I think there are some things in the way that are going to make this really difficult for the front office even to trade him in even if it was just a simple, okay, we'll trade him and we'll get a couple first-round picks. There are some hurdles that don't make this as easy as it sounds. 216-474-0092.
Hey, football fans, it's Andrew Filippone, host of the First and Pod podcast. Join me and my co-host, three-time All-Pro Patrick Peterson, as we break down every game every week. New episodes drop on Monday and Friday mornings. Be sure to subscribe on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.